Today is Sunday, December 10th, 2017, and this...
Of course we could go over the top Vegas. Make it rain and strippers and crazy clubs, but I want to switch gears. Go old school. You know, red velvet couches, fires, ridiculous drinks. This is exactly the spot.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 627. Let's see.
Las Vegas. I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this week?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Did you enjoy your week off?
Yes. You know what I enjoyed about the week off?
What did you enjoy?
I'm sure there's a certain sound clip that you're going to play at some point.
Oh, I had
it was a week off.
Now that you reminded me of it.
Oh, shit.
That one's on you.
Oh,
but not right now. Maybe later. We'll see.
Okay.
Or maybe not. You just never know with Siegfried and Roy and their majestic white lions and tigers. And
some people enjoy it, so I'll suffer through so the people who enjoy it can enjoy it, including you.
It's a Christmas tradition. Not when you enjoy.
Just because it's a tradition doesn't mean it's good.
But it's... Oh, okay.
But if it makes you happy, so... And I think it makes you happy because it makes me...
No, it doesn't have anything to do with your... I just think it's funny.
Huh.
Okay, well, we will see. We'll have to let the show play out as it will, and we'll see if Siegfried and Roy make a holiday appearance this week.
Oh, I have a feeling they will.
I do, too. All right, so we've got a lot of news since we were off last week, and we've got a few phone calls we're going to get caught up on. Well, we're not going to get completely caught up. I didn't pull all of them, but we'll start to get caught up on, and lots of things to talk about. So... Before that, I want to thank our listener patrons. Of course, this podcast is listener-supported thanks to our Patreon patrons, including fine folks like Jeffrey, Jeff Vancouver, Steve White, Michael Stanislaus Dubois, Keith Nettles, Tim Sopko, Patrick Walters, and in addition to those fine people, Dave Lifton. Sorry, Dave. All right.
No, you're not.
Thank you all very much. We do appreciate it. Our patrons support the show on a monthly basis and get some bonus content as our way of saying thank you. And we have something very special planned for our Patreon folks coming up here for the holidays. So I don't know exactly what time yet, but for our $5 and up Patreon sponsors, we're going to have a little holiday live stream gathering event spectacular on December 23rd.
Little story time.
And I think a little story time. And I think I can archive it so that if people, I know holiday weekend, people are super busy. For those folks who aren't able to make it, I think it will be archived on the site. I'm hoping I can do that. But hopefully a lot of you can make it for the live stream. And we're going to have a little story time. A hero named Jim, I think, is going to
be a dramatic reading.
Our featured holiday story for you, probably with some additional commentary that's not in the actual book. And... we'll see what else. So keep an eye out for that on your Patreon pages and alerts and whatnot if you are one of the Patreon supporters. If you're wondering what this is all about and want to get in on the action, patreon.com/500 is the place to go. And we do greatly appreciate the support of so many of our listeners. All right, we've got some news to get caught up on and a wide variety of things to talk about. Let's start with something we've been wondering about since the mass shooting at the beginning of October. There's been a lot of speculation about what the effects of that were on tourism, and we didn't have official numbers. A lot of it was just speculation based on, well, things seemed slow, but there are official numbers now from the Convention and Visitors Bureau that back up those tales. Indeed, 4.2% decline in visitors in October compared to October of the previous year, and they do believe that was largely... the effects of the shooting and people canceling their plans or not making plans to attend or to visit. And then the Gaming Control Board issued its revenue numbers for October, and they were down 6% on the Strip compared to the previous October. On the other side of that, the downtown revenues in October were up a whopping 9%, and I attribute this entirely to the people who joined us at the summit, including us.
Including us.
Yes, many of us left money behind.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And provided a nice little boost for the Fremont Street casinos. So you're welcome, Fremont Street. The Review Journal also published a rather extensive article today about the effects of the shooting at Mandalay Bay, the ongoing effects. MGM Resort said that room bookings at Mandalay are starting to rebound.
Good.
So that's a good thing. What it sounds like is that no major conventions at Mandalay Bay were canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So the businesses near the convention center have been doing quite well. But those that are on the casino floor, the restaurants that are right there on the casino floor, people there are still reporting that traffic is pretty light.
Mm.
And we've already mentioned that, you know, they've cut hours for some Mandalay Bay employees. This is a slower time of year in Vegas anyway, but then you tack that onto it and
right.
the perceptions people have of Mandalay after the shootings, and it's hurting them a little bit. In fact, some of the businesses that normally close for a short amount of time in December for cleaning or whatever, just because business is slow, they're extending that out a little bit. So hopefully here after the new year, things will continue to pick up and mm-hmm. they can hire everybody back or increase hours and things will go back to normal. So that's the scoop on that. Bummer news, but kind of expected after a tragedy like that happens. And there's so much bad when your property is associated with something so bad for, you know, weeks and weeks of news coverage, it's bound to have a little bit of an effect. So long term still remains to be seen. On the other end of the Strip, things aren't looking great for SLS. Review Journal reports, you might remember that when this place was built, one of the ways that they funded it was through this program called EB-5. Mm-hmm. It's a government funding program where people who want to become U.S. citizens can contribute to certain projects that need funding, and that increases their chances of getting a green card.
Yep.
And that is... there were a few projects in Vegas that were at least pursuing that. I can't remember. I know Lucky Dragon was pursuing it. I can't remember if they got it. Downtown Grand was trying to get EB-5 funding. I don't think they did. But SLS...
I remember SLS being the big one.
Yeah, we talked about that because it was really the first huge project in Vegas that at least we were aware of that was using this type of funding. Well, apparently there is an issue with it in that 60 of the Chinese investors who were hoping to get U.S. citizenship have not yet received their green cards, and they're not happy. So they are suing SLS over the issue. Apparently there's a company that's trying to buy SLS. We talked about that, I don't know, a month or two ago, and they want to renegotiate the terms of that investment from the Chinese investors. That is holding up the sale, and they've been told if they don't renegotiate it, then SLS will file for bankruptcy, blah, blah, blah. But the investors are not happy with the way this is all unfolding, that they haven't been granted their green cards and blah, blah, blah. So what all this means is, I don't know. Is the sale going to go through? That remains to be seen. It's taking longer than expected. And will SLS end up in bankruptcy? That could very well happen too. Now, of course, that doesn't mean
it's going to close.
No, definitely not. We've seen a lot of bankruptcies in Las Vegas. It just means they financially reorganize and a lot of the people who invested in it get screwed.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't look good.
No, it's not looking good at SLS. Not a huge surprise given that the running theme at SLS since it opened is, hey, nice enough place, but it's dead there. There's just mm-hmm. not a lot of traffic.
And they had a bunch of restaurants when they first opened, and there are not
bunch
very
of
many
things,
left.
A bunch of things closed. Their retail space closed. So... you know, we'll see what happens again long term with that. But as far as the sale, that is shaky at this point. And then all that goes along with that, of course, there was discussion about changing the name and who knows what else. I would imagine new owners would make substantial changes there in attempts to pick up business, at least in terms of how they market the place. Whether or not that happens remains to be seen. So stand by for more as we follow this ever-evolving story. Oh, another weird... this one we didn't really have much to say about when we first reported on it. So I don't think we probably will again, but for people who are interested in the business side of the nightclub industry in Las Vegas, we reported several months ago on a proposed merger between former SLS owner SBE, which is a huge nightclub and hospitality company, and Hakkasan, which is a similar company that runs a ton of nightclubs and restaurants and things like that, many of them in Las Vegas. That deal appears to be dead, according to the Review Journal this week. Nothing has happened since it was announced, and when the Review Journal reached out to those companies for comment, radio silence. So based on that, it is assumed that nothing is happening and that the restaurants and nightclubs owned by those two entities will remain separate rather than one combined mega nightclub conglomerate. So there you go. I don't know what kind of effect that merger would have had anyway, but as of now, it does not matter.
Does it affect you wanting to go to a club?
No. No change in my club status. Mm-hmm. I will remain non-clubby. I can't imagine at any point me becoming more likely to want to go to a club as a result of my advancing age. I suppose if I went through a crazy midlife crisis,
mm-hmm.
I think if that were going to happen, it would have happened already.
I think so, too. I'm grateful it hasn't.
Mm-hmm. I haven't pulled up in the driveway in some sort of ridiculous sports car.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Buick, you know, we're talking about trading in the Buick next year, so mm-hmm. who knows? You might come home from work one day and find me sitting in the driveway in a, I don't know what would be my midlife crisis car.
Is there
a Buick convertible?
I was gonna...
That'd be sort of a compromise.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there was, that they announced some sort of Buick sports car convertible thing. Maybe there is one. I don't follow their... I stick with the old man cars. They mm-hmm. suit me well. All right. So no nightclubbing for me.
No.
I don't plan to be that guy. All right. Another closure in Las Vegas. This one comes as a bit of a surprise. And it was the information was brought to us by one of our listeners. So thank you very much, Bill, for sending me this information. Long time attraction. Used to be, well, not officially free, but it was super easy to get free tickets for this attraction. The Auto Collections at the Link is closing on December 30th. This is a holdover from Imperial Palace. It's been there forever, at least as long as I can remember. I think that the announcement that they sent out to a handful of people said they've been around for 36 years or something.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know if they've been in that same location for 36 years or I have no idea, but they've been at Imperial Palace and the Link for as long as I've been going to Las Vegas. And, it was one of those things. I think we went once, didn't we?
Yeah.
I don't remember returning. But it was, you know, if you're interested in cars at all, it's certainly an interesting thing to walk through. They have a lot of, I looked at their list. You can look online at what they have or some of the cars they have in stock right now. And they have like some old car that was owned by James Hetfield from Metallica.
Hmm.
They have a lot of celebrity cars. There was a Johnny Carson owned car. A Sinatra limo, which was from the ugly, it must have been from the 80s. It was from All Cars Are Ugly
Boxy,
era. Yeah, it was like a Chrysler LeBaron or something. Did Chrysler make LeBarons? I don't know. It was an ugly fucking car.
Yeah.
But they had a lot of cars spanning many eras. And it was interesting to walk through, especially if you're into that sort of thing. But even if you weren't, like, we're not really big into cars, but I always find those things pretty interesting. Not interesting enough to go more than once.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a fun thing. And now it's ending. So apparently the Link did not renew the lease for the people who run the Auto Collections. And they are selling everything off. So if you wanted to see that one more time, you've only got a couple more weeks to do it. Don't know what the plans are for that space. Since it is in the parking ramp at the Link, I'm guessing maybe it's just more lucrative now that they have paid parking. They would make more off of that than leasing that space out for the Auto Collections. But farewell to a long-time Las Vegas thing. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anybody declaring that this is the end of Las Vegas for them, although, you know, anytime
something closes.
Yeah, we're always prepared for that sort of outrage. Not too much, although, people are like, oh, it's always sad to see something that's been around for a long time go away.
Mm-hmm.
But not a ton of rage, at least.
Yeah.
I think maybe sometimes people are suppressing their rage now because they know that I'm going to be like, really? That's what that's what's doing it for you?
Did you mention that they're selling the cars?
They're selling it. Well, you know, the cars, I think a lot of them have been for sale all along. Mm-hmm. I think that the company that runs it, I think they are like a broker that they take in these cars on loan and attempt to sell them on behalf of the, So I think that's been the case all along, at least for most of the cars.
So you're going to upgrade to that sweet boxy
limo? I could get that Sinatra limo. That could be my midlife crisis car. I'll have to take another look at that and see what's on there.
If there's like a Trans Am with a big eagle on the front.
Oh, a classic. Yeah, we could look for a...
Or an IROC.
We could look for like a Smokey and the Bandit number. That would look good in the driveway. They're selling off everything, though, like carpeting and velvet ropes and all that stuff that they have there. So.
Velvet ropes? We could get velvet ropes.
What would we use velvet ropes for?
I don't know. Because so many people are... We have so many people over all the time.
Clamoring. Yeah, there's always a line of people to get into our house.
Yeah.
Uninvited. No, I don't think we'll be buying anything from the auto collections. Another closing that was just announced is the short run of Circus 1903 at Paris, Las Vegas. That show did not last long. It opened just a few months ago. It's closing on January 7th. So if you want to see that, you only have about a month left. Any thoughts on the closing of Circus 1903?
Nope.
Once again, proving that in 2017, 2018, we have no use for circuses. I know that's a controversial stance. I just don't understand why this is still a thing.
Even with fake animals?
Yeah, it's...
I think we had a call where someone was
loved
really
it. They said it was the greatest thing they ever saw. No, I don't know if they said it was great. They loved it, though. So it's gotten some good reviews.
Fun bump for that person.
I know. They won't be able to ever see it again in Las Vegas. It's still touring, I think. All right. So those are our closings. We have some openings, though. We have some good news. I'm excited about this one. There's a new show from the folks at Spiegelworld, and that is the company that... runs Absinthe, which we still have not seen, despite the fact it's the most beloved show ever to set foot on the Las Vegas Strip. They also ran Vegas Nocturne, which was a short-lived show at Rose Rabbit Lie, and we loved it. It was really good. I think that they do Misbehave at Bally's. They've got a bunch of things going on now. Well, we discussed a while ago that they had planned a show at Palazzo in the space formerly used by the entertainment venue called The Act. The show is called Opium, and for whatever reason, that deal fell through with Palazzo. However, the show is not dead. It is coming to Cosmopolitan. They have worked out their differences. You may recall there were some legal legal wrangling over the whole Vegas Nocturne thing at Rose Rabbit Lie, and they've patched things up, and now Rose Rabbit Lie is going to be the home of Opium. So that is opening on March 13th for preview shows. The details on this show are a little bit scarce, and I think that the Spiegelworld people like to keep it that way because they do strange things, and they like to keep, I think, a lot of what they do as a surprise.
They want you to find the surprises.
They want you to find the surprises, and they have not, other than something about this show having an outer space theme and it being comedy and music-based, there hasn't been a lot of information about what exactly Opium will include, but I suspect it will be very, very funny and very entertaining, and there's a very good chance that we will... check this one out. Like I said, not October, March 13th is the opening. They're doing preview shows through April 8th, and as a result of that, they have discounts. So their standard ticket pricing is going to be $79 through $129, but you can get some discounts if you go to the website opiumvegas.com, and you're going to be in Vegas between March 13th and April 8th. And we look forward to reviews and reports on that show. I'm interested to see how that does and what kind of things they have planned. All right. How do you feel about Barry Manilow?
I like him.
We've seen Barry.
Yes.
He's returning to Las Vegas, apparently. A publication called The Desert Sun had an interview with Barry Manilow yesterday, and he said he is in the process of finalizing a deal to return to Westgate, where he performed for quite a while when it was Las Vegas Hilton. So he's very familiar with that property, and he's going to be doing two weekends a month, Thursday through Saturday shows, when this eventually gets finalized and announced. And Vegas seems like a good location for Manilow. You know, he's got that show, that whole big showman kind of thing. It seems like a natural location for him to have an ongoing show.
Yeah.
And he was at the Hilton for a long time, and then he was at Paris for a while, and now he's just been touring. But I think he's looking at slowing down his tour schedule and being able to do a couple weekends a month as a way for him to continue performing and raking in the money without necessarily being on the road all the time. So good for Barry.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a fan of his music, I would recommend seeing him. He puts on a really, really good show. And he's got a lot of songs that are very familiar that you may not even realize are his songs. He wrote the songs, really.
He wrote the songs that make the whole world sing.
I think he wrote some of the songs that make the young girls cry.
Mm-hmm.
He writes the songs. He writes the songs. So you can check that out when it's officially announced, and I'm sure we will have details on that when it happens. There are some changes happening at Rio with their entertainment venues. You know what's weird about Rio and its entertainment?
Hmm.
The comedian Eddie Griffin has had a running show there for years, and nobody ever mentions it.
Yeah.
I came across this like...
Has it even been advertised?
I don't know. I remember like... It might have been about a year ago. For some reason, I stumbled upon it. I'm like, oh, Eddie Griffin plays in Vegas? And I found some reference. He'd been there for ages at Rio, and you never hear anything about it. He's been performing in the King's Room at Rio, but according to Johnny Katz, he is now moving or has moved into a new entertainment space, at least temporarily. The former Martirano's restaurant space has been converted for performances, and they're going to have, in addition to Eddie Griffin's show, they're going to be having live music shows beginning in 2018 as well. And while Eddie is there, his previous venue, the King's Room, is being converted to an outpost of the Comedy Cellar, which, of course, is a legendary comedy club in New York. So they're going to be getting a new comedy club. Once that opens, I don't know if they'll continue to use the former Martirano space or if that's a temporary situation. But if you're an Eddie Griffin fan, he's been performing at Rio for a long time, and you can see him often. So there you go. And Comedy Cellar, it'll be... interesting to see how that does, because it seems like comedy clubs in Las Vegas, there are a few of them that stick around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Garrett's place at MGM seems to be doing all right. They closed the Improv at Harrah's, I think.
Yeah.
Comedy Store at Trop, I think it's Comedy Store. That seems to be doing okay. But then there are a handful of others that just move from location to location. They keep the same name, but like the LA Comedy Club, and it'll be at Bally's for 6 months, and then it'll be at like, I think it was at Cabo Wabo for a while. So anyway, but because this one has a name, Comedy Cellar, people recognize it and know it. Maybe it'll do okay. We've got a new restaurant downtown. It is opening this week on the 15th of December. It's called Flock and Fowl. I think we touched on this briefly when it was announced. It will be in the Ogden on the first floor. I think, I don't remember which restaurant this is replacing. Is it maybe Itsy Bitsy?
I think so.
This one is an Asian restaurant specializing in Hainanese. Am I pronouncing that right?
I have no idea.
Hainanese chicken rice and Indonesian fried chicken. I looked at their website. They have a couple other locations, and it made me hungry just looking at their fried chicken. So
I love some fried chicken.
Yes. So if you're in the area over there by El Cortez, the Ogden is just a few steps away from that. And if we have anyone who checks it out, please call us with a review. We'd love to know how it is. And hopefully, unlike a lot of the things in the Ogden, it seems like they don't last long. Hopefully this one will make it.
Hopefully having a couple other locations and then maybe having a familiar.
Yeah. Name. Yes. I think they have a location on Sahara.
And speaking of places that have a couple other locations.
Yeah, we discussed on one of our recent shows that Naked City Pizza was going to be moving into the Pizza Lotto space at El Cortez. It already opened. They got that thing up and running very quickly. They wanted to have it open for First Friday, which was last week.
That's
and
smart.
It is. They just did a partial menu, just I think like a handful of pizzas and salads. Mm-hmm. Their full menu is in the works and will be coming soon. So if you are looking forward to trying a new pizza place at El Cortez, you can do so already.
Despite the fact that we have a lot of pizza downtown.
We'll try it.
Yeah.
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 I think we have to.
I'm intrigued by it.
I like that there are so many good pizza choices, but we have enough now.
Yeah.
So let's find something else instead of pizza. Things have a way of building up and then they go beyond where it's practical.
Uh-huh.
We don't need 17 really good pizza places. We, you know, 3 or 4 is good.
Yep.
So let's now figure out a way to have really good. We've got enough burger
breakfast
places.
We need
more breakfast. Yeah, we could use some more really good breakfast places. Mm-hmm. Something to give Eat a run for its money. I like that idea. All right. Finally, I know that you like to follow all of the trials and tribulations of Hooters Las Vegas.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, well, there's a restaurant change there, according to your favorite website, Vegas Eater.
Oh, yes. Love them.
The Mad Onion, which was a long time. Well, I don't know how long. It was a couple years. That restaurant has closed, and it will soon be replaced by a Steak and Shake, which is a franchise that has other locations in Las Vegas, including UNLV and South Point.
Why are we reporting on this?
People love Hooters.
Well, they do, but do they love the casino?
It's strip adjacent.
Okay.
Same reason that we report on Rio. it's part of the strip thing, the area of things that we talk about.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to forget we even talked about this.
I know, me too.
And along with half the other stuff.
Next time we're inviting, I forget about this stuff. It's hard to keep, there's so many changes and things. There are things that like come up and I'll be like, whoa, did we?
Yep. Did we? I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, so that's happening at Hooters. So for anybody who is a big fan of Mad Onion, you're fucked. It's not there anymore. All right, I've never heard anything about the place. I mean, I think we mentioned it when it opened, but... All right, moving along. Before we take our phone calls, I want to give a
plug. Is that one of the top 10 restaurant closings of 2017?
47 restaurant closings you may not remember happening, thanks to Eater. 77 places to drink on New Year's Eve. There, that's helpful. Mm-hmm. All right, before I get on the calls, down. Let's give a plug to a longtime friend of this show.
Yes.
Crunch Daddy Popcorn. We plugged them a long time ago, I think, when they were first getting up and running. And they sent us some stuff this week, and I want to thank them by giving them a little free love on the podcast here. This is a good time to do this, because I was thinking about this. It's that gift-giving time, and you have those certain people that you want to give something to, and you're like, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to give my kid's teacher.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good idea for them, because who doesn't love like awesome gourmet popcorn? They have crazy, really great, different flavors.
They're delicious.
So for something like a teacher or mail carrier, or really if it's just like your sister-in-law or anyone you love, actually, you can come up with, you could use pop.
What if you don't love them?
Crunch Daddy. Or if you're just obligated to give them a gift. They're going to think you love them because mm-hmm. it's a really good gift.
Yes.
Or if you just want it for yourself. It's really good. We've been chowing on this for the last couple days.
Man. Oh, man. So my God. Good.
So here's the deal. They have really great flavors. Some of their special holiday flavors include gingerbread cookie crunch, which I've been loving.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't broken into the butter rum and cranberry crunch yet.
But we're about to.
We're about to, and we've had the bourbon and bacon.
Oh,
so good.
Here's the thing.
Sweet, savory, hits all the nerves.
Bacon
overdone.
Is overdone.
Overdone.
But they do it right.
Yes, yes. It's a good complimentary
mm-hmm.
taste to the bourbon.
Yeah.
Sweetness.
Yep.
I'm digging that one.
So,
Dan at Crunch Daddy is kind enough to offer a discount code for you, our listeners. So if you're looking to get some last minute holiday gifts, you can use the code 500, FIVEHUNDY. I always feel like I need to spell it out because
people might use the number.
Yeah. So spell out 500, 20% off.
And that's they've got a good deal.
Flat rate shipping. So buy a shitload of this stuff all for $7.95 flat rate shipping. And, you know, it's getting really close to Christmas, so you need to order soon. So go online right now. Mm-hmm. We'll wait. Go ahead. Crunchdaddy.com. Okay, now order one of everything. And now you have all your shopping done.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, thanks to Dan for sending us that stuff.
Yes.
We appreciate it. It's
we're
really,
happy
really
to
good.
Promote it.
I know. He's like, delicious. Hey, I'm going to send you some stuff. I'm like, we'll be happy. He sent us some stuff previously, and we loved it, and it's really good. So I was like, yes, I would like that.
Mm-hmm.
I am a whore. I will be happy to whore out your products in exchange for free goods.
Mm-hmm.
Although I've had free stuff sent to me before that I'm like, nah, it has to be something I dig.
Mm-hmm.
So don't send me some shitty, you know, I'm not looking for people to just send me some shitty stuff. If you want to send me good stuff, I'll completely be a whore.
Yeah.
Now, people are going to send stuff, and then they're going to be like, oh, he thinks it's shitty. He didn't mention it. Yeah, sorry. All right. Anyway, good luck, Dan. You've got a great thing going. Oh, and if you're in like the Washington, D.C. area, mm-hmm. this stuff is available at a bunch of stores, too.
Oh.
D.C. and Baltimore. I was checking out his website, and yeah, he's got it in a bunch of stores there, too. So,
mm-hmm.
But if you want to get the discount, you got to use our code on his website. So there you go. Okay, moving along. We're going to take some phone calls. We're backlogged on phone calls, so I just pulled a handful, and we'll probably get caught up next week. Let's start out with this call from Mark.
Tim, Michelle, how the hell are you?
Great, super great. Couldn't be Good. Better.
I'm glad y'all are doing great. Hey, it's Mark from Atlanta doing a check-in. I'm in Vegas as we speak. This won't be long-winded. I'll give you a full trip report probably later on next week. But I just need to vent a little bit about snow in Atlanta. So it snowed yesterday. My flight was supposed to leave at 4 o'clock, landing in Vegas at 6:30. So I was delayed, canceled, rebooked, delayed, canceled, rebooked, delayed. I finally landed in Vegas at 12:30 when I was supposed to be here don't know, probably about 5 o'clock. So 12:30, 1 a.m. Vegas time, but by God, I am here. NFR is in town, a lot of cowboy hats walking around. I'm staying at Downtown Grand. We're here for my buddy's 40th birthday. He is staying here at the Golden Gate. I'm literally standing in his tiny-ass room right now. But, by God, it's so good to be here. Oh, a little side note. Finally tried White Castle for the very first time. We have Crystal in Atlanta. White Castle, incredibly overrated and completely tore my stomach up.
It'll do that.
So, thank you, White Castle. I'll never go back there again. So anyway, guys, it's just so damn good to be back. We're having a great time. We got a full day ahead of us, but it's 9:30 Vegas time right now, and we're already beer and shots in because it's Vegas, baby. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Give you a full trip report sometime next week. We'll talk to you soon. See you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, appreciate the call.
Despite the delays, he sounds very upbeat.
I know. I love the enthusiasm and the happiness in that call. That's what I would, when I listen to the calls we get, it inevitably puts me in a good mood.
Yay.
Because it's people experiencing the joy of Las Vegas, and I can identify with it so well. So I hope you have a wonderful time, and thanks for that report. And sorry that your stomach got tore up by White Castle, but that's what happens when you go there. It's what they do best.
Yeah, it's their specialty.
They ruin your gut. All right. You know, I'm sorry that your flight was delayed and that you lost a few hours of Vegas time, but we can't help it. Whenever the South gets snow, we laugh. We do. We're such assholes. We sit here and watch shit on the news where cars are skidding down the street. We're like, ah! Because we deal with that all the time.
But they don't have the infrastructure. Like, they don't have plows.
No, you can't expect them to, but, you know, so it's easy for us to sit here and mock it, even though they don't really deserve that. It makes us feel better about ourselves living in this
frozen tundra.
Yeah. All right. Moving along to a longtime listener and recurring caller.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. Danny from Houston, calling on my last two trips. I wanted to say four things. One, I went to the summit. That's the first nerd gathering I went to, and I really only just went to the main event because I had other plans. I know, lame. But I do want to go back because that was super fun. I met Kevin, who runs the LV Advice Board, and I talked to him for years, and first time I met him, so it was cool meeting a fellow nerd, and we took a picture in front of the little banner outside. But it was real fun, so we will be doing that again.
Thank you for joining us, even though it was only the main event. That's cool. We're glad you were able to be there.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to that. And there's another plug. Let's give a plug for Kevin's LV Advice Board. Check that out if you're looking for another Las Vegas forum. If you're tired of our Facebook group, and who isn't? there are a lot of Las Vegas forums, but there's one you might not have checked out, so do it.
I wanted to talk about Beltran's VIP. I know we talked about that a number of times, but I want to say one thing. So they raised their prices to $30 a person. Well, now to rent a limo charter for an hour is $60. So if there's two people, it's the same price, but you get it for an hour, and you don't have to just go straight to your hotel. So our driver told us that. He gave me his card. He said, if you call me, I'll give you another 10 or 15% off. I forgot. So it's actually cheaper just to get the limo through them. And so that was pretty cool. I went to the Backstreet Boys, and that was amazing, except that was my second trip, and that was for my birthday, and I got sick on the way to Vegas. I could feel myself getting sick, and by the time we went to see the Backstreet Boys, I had no voice, so I could not be the sixth Backstreet Boy. They sucked. But James Corden was there, and he was the sixth Backstreet Boy, and that was amazing. So I don't know when that's going to happen, but they were definitely filming for something. It was a really good show. They put up a good performance, and it really plays into the idea that they are, you know, slightly washed up boy band. So there you go. The last thing I wanted to tell you was, so this year's been interesting. I came out of gay, and I told my job a big fuck you. Then they hired me on as a consultant for more money, so that was nice. Anyway, as it relates to Vegas, my second trip, I went with new friends that I have that also happen to be gay. And I discovered yet a new thing in Vegas, and that is the gay bar. If you ever wondered why they don't succeed in Vegas, it's because the ones off the strip barely make it too. But one thing that I do want to point out is that they are much cheaper than any other bar I've been to in Vegas. I discovered the beer bus and the liquor bus, and on my birthday night we went to a bar called Charlie's briefly, $25. premium, so Maker's Mark and Diet was my choice. I drank that for 4 hours at $25. The best club, however, is Piranha. I had a good time there at the Cadence Club, and then the Garage is also very good. All of them have cheaper drinks than on the strip, so stop trying. I got work. All right. Bomb dropped.
And then he got cut off.
Aw.
But it sounds like he was wrapping things up, so that's okay. Thank you for the call. Congratulations on your eventful year.
Yes.
Yeah. And thanks for the reports on places that we don't always get reviews of either. So much appreciated.
Yeah. Maker's Mark and Diet.
I've mentioned before, I've given up Coke Zero. I'm no longer consuming any sort of soda pop.
Mm-hmm.
Soda pop. What is it? What year is this? This is a year where people enjoyed circuses and parades. So I'm afraid that having my usual cola-based drinks in Vegas will get me back on the
caffeine train.
Yeah, so I can't do that.
Maker's Bark and Ginger is pretty good.
That's an option, yes. But see, then I'm like, oh, that's so much sugar.
Yeah.
It's funny. I'm like, oh, I need a much healthier alcoholic drink. I'm going to get completely blotto on. Too much sugar makes me wonky. So I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Fernet.
Yeah.
You'll be sipping Fernet.
I'm just Fireball shot. That's got a lot of sugar in it too. I don't know what we'll do.
We'll figure it out.
I know.
There are several options.
Oh, I know. I'm making lists.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Moving on to our next caller.
Hi, Tim and Michelle.
Hello.
Just in the middle of a couple night trip to Vegas. I'll say I saved the link over the weekend, and it was kind of dead and kind of weird. And I'm at the downtown Grand right now, and I'll say like it is probably the best hotel room I've stayed at in Vegas, and I stayed at a lot of different places. And when you consider how much it costs, it's a great value for the money. The downtown Grand, it's really nice. The one recommendation of where I'm leaving right now is happy hour at the 777 Cafe at Main Street Station. Like a lot of really good deals, a lot of really good appetizers, good craft quote unquote beers, but good beers. And a good video poker at the Main Street Station. So that is my downtown recommendation. And maybe I'll hit you guys up later after I do some more things. Thanks for the podcast.
All right. Thank you, Mystery Caller. So, 777 Brew Pub, not only do they have good happy hour deals, but their regular prices are
quite, really good, too.
Quite a value.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for something downtown that has a great large menu, we've mentioned this before, but, you know,
we tend to find ourselves there like, I don't know, what are you hungry for? Oh, let's just go to the brew pub. I know I'll find something
Yeah,
there.
Look at the menu. I always find something that's going to jump out at me. And, like, yeah. I don't know if we've been there for happy hour, but their prices are always really good.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out if you're... And that's at Main Street Station, as he mentioned. All right. Let's get a report on a stay at Mandalay Bay.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Ray Scow. I'm a fairly new listener and still consider myself a newbie to Vegas, as I've only been going there in the last 18 months, even though after that first trip it's now been 5 times in that 18 months, so I don't know if I can still call myself a newbie much longer.
Oh, he's hooked.
Just back from our weekend away. I surprised my wife on Friday, and a few hours later we were on our way there. I had booked our trip back in September, and after October 1st, I was going to cancel, but I'm glad I didn't. We stayed at the Mandalay Bay, and we made a conscious effort to eat, drink, and play as much as we could within Mandalay Bay. As you guys had talked about how their sales are down, and they're taking it out on the employees and reducing their hours. And I have to admit it was pretty quiet there all weekend. On Friday, we ate at Citizen's Kitchen, and the food and service was great. The next morning, we ate at Seabreeze Cafe, and again, the food and service was awesome, and you have to get their signature Bloody Mary, as this thing eats like a meal, or at least an appetizer with all the extra garnishes they put on it. Later, we ate at Libertine Social, and I think that filet mignon was the best I've ever had. It was awesome, and service was a lot of fun there. We did the gospel brunch the next day, and the food there was great. Later Sunday, we went to our first Vegas Golden Knights hockey game, and it was fantastic, and we took in a lot of the tailgate activities in the park. Afterwards, we went to Sake Rock, I don't know, and the atmosphere and servers were fun, and they're dancing on the bar, and their samurai MC entertaining us. One thing I did learn about myself is that I don't really care for co-ed bathrooms, a little awkward. A couple other shows that we saw was Carrot Top. We've seen him before, and he's always hilarious. And Zumanity. And I'm not really sure if it's that great of a show, as I was inundated with bare breasts and really couldn't focus on anything else. Overall,
wouldn't
that
make it a great show?
My wife says I can surprise her anytime with a trip to Vegas. Take care, Tim and Michelle.
I'm such a pig. I don't know what else to say. Thank you for that report on all the Mandalay Bay stuff. So are there, like, he mentioned co-ed bathrooms. Are there, like, I know that there are some where you have a shared sink area.
Yeah.
And then you go off on your, are there completely mixed?
I don't.
God, I hope not.
No.
I don't like that. I wouldn't feel comfortable there either.
Especially if there was a trough.
Uh-huh. No, I don't know. That just seems wrong. If it's the sink area, fine. But if it's the whole thing, I don't know. I don't think I'd be into that either. More comfortable doing my business around other dudes. I got to think it would be the same on the other side. You wouldn't want to be, you know, I don't know.
I would think the dude's side would be a lot fartier.
Why do you assume that?
I don't know. I just do.
I don't think that's necessarily the case. Maybe. There's the perception of that, but I think that this co-ed bathrooms might shatter that perception, which is part of the problem with it. The assumption should be that the dude side is going to be smellier.
Yeah.
That I'm okay with that being the general perception. Let's all stick with that and not break down any sort of imaginatory, I don't know, imaginary walls.
Let's pretend women don't fart.
Let's do that. All right. We better get off this subject quickly. Let's move on to another call.
Hi, Michelle. This is Jeremy from New Hampshire calling direct from Las Vegas in my room at New York, New York. I'll start off online check-in. This is the third time I've actually used it, and two of the three times it's been a bit of a disaster with them not being able to locate the reservation. So I actually called this time, and a good piece of advice that, well, at least I think it's a good piece of advice, if you have a comp room, either partial or full comp rooms, apparently there's a problem with the reservation. They did give me a workaround, but given that I was arriving midday on midweek, so I didn't think it would be too big of a deal. So I only waited about 10 minutes in line.
Given that MGM Resorts has had its M Life website up for years and it is consistently
a mess,
not surprising to me that they would have a problem with their online check-in.
Moving on to more pleasant things. Went to the High Roller, thanks to a couple people in the group that recommended Travel Zoo, and got a great deal. Made the most of my happy half hour, probably had five or six drinks. Another great touch, they do a shot when you reach the highest altitude, so pretty cool. Also got to thank you guys for the Rolling Stones exhibit. Really cool. The 3D was really cool. A lot of great video. Thing I probably enjoyed most was hearing about the different guitars, not knowing too much about guitars. I just didn't realize there was such a difference. Food-wise, went to one of the many public houses, this one at the Venetian. Had a really good short rib and cheese plate. And went to the Mediterranean place at Cosmo. I'm not going to butcher the pronunciation. It's Milo something or other. Great prefix lunch menu. It's like $30, three courses. Standout for me was the salmon tartare. Only other thing I will say is never been to Vegas during Christmas. Wow, really, really cool. Bellagio had a standout. Display, crystals, Cosmo, but they're everywhere. So really cool. I got a couple of sorted adventures coming up. San George Strait tonight. Open way to make my way down to Ellis Island. Keep up the great work. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. We do appreciate it. We were somewhat distracted because Michelle pointed out that in the show notes, I
left the L out of public house.
I always have a brief list of what the caller is discussing, and I indeed called it pubic house.
That's an entirely different thing.
It's entirely different. Not a restaurant I would really be interested in going
That's
to.
That's in Pahrump.
Yeah, it might be. I think I've seen pubic relations get through a couple times in mm-hmm. things. I haven't made that one myself, but that's always a funny typo. Mm-hmm. All right. Our next 500 meetup will be at Pubic House. No, that's not happening.
No.
For multiple reasons. All right. Thanks, Jeremy. Glad you enjoyed the Stones exhibit, too. I found the guitar stuff really interesting, too. Mm-hmm. It's very cool to see the guitars and find out when they were used and how they were used and all that stuff. So that exhibit, I believe, ends in January. So if you're interested in the Rolling Stones, got to get there soon. It's at Venetian and Palazzo. All right. A couple more calls. We have another mystery caller. I think it might be because he's had some drinks.
Michelle, I'm at the Sigma Derby machine. Oh, my God, I've had so many drinks. And yet, I still have a bucket of quarters. Hopefully my newsery comes in again. That is all. Las Vegas.
I just like the general proclamation. Yes. Las Vegas. Thank you for that call. Glad you're having a wonderful time. And finally, here's a tip from one of our listeners that our video poker playing friends may find useful.
Hey, 500, this is Bill from Rochester. I just got back from Vegas, and I wanted to point out something that I saw on the Cromwell Jacks or Better 9-6 machines, the ones that we all love for the drink service and for the good payouts. There's one machine in the middle of that bank, the one that is facing Las Vegas Boulevard, that at least as of 4 days ago is paying out more tier credits than it should. There's a little countdown machine that starts at 5,000 and then goes down to zero to represent the $50 that you need to put in to get a tier credit. This machine is somehow configured that it only counts down from 1,000. So it's the end of the year. If anybody's looking to get more tier credits, that's the machine to play at. Now, I did not discover this on my own because it's the middle machine, and if you walk up to an empty bank of video poker machines, who would sit in the middle one? You always take the one on the aisle. It's like the urinal thing. You don't take the one in the middle. I was sitting at the one on the end like a normal person, and a person next to me came up and sat right next to me and said, there's a reason I'm sitting in this machine. It's paying out way more tier credits than it should. So I thought it was great. She gave me her seat, and I moved over as soon as she left. But for the rest of my trip, every time I went into the Cromwell, there was some grizzled local sitting at that machine. There was no other machines taken. So it seems to be an open secret. But I figure if the locals know, I want the 500 people to know as well. The middle machine facing Las Vegas Boulevard, at least as of 4 days ago, is giving you a little bit more tier credits than you should. And I think that's a good thing. Thanks for the podcast. Love you guys. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the report. Appreciate it very much. It probably won't last long because...
Right.
Who knows? You know, these things get out, obviously,
mm-hmm.
like on shows like this. So if you're looking to maximize your total rewards action, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Take advantage of it while you can.
Yep. Alrighty. I like his description of a grizzled local because that, I know that person. I know I can picture that person. Mm-hmm. Go to, you know, Gold Coast and you're going to see some grizzled locals
mm-hmm.
jamming on some full pay video poker.
Possibly with oxygen tanks.
Likely with oxygen tanks over there. All righty. Thank you for all of the calls. We do appreciate it. We have a few more people to thank for some karma donations this week, including...
How many Buicks are in the Gold Coast parking lot?
Interesting thing. You don't see that many Buicks in Vegas. This is an observation my dad made several years ago, and I've noticed that you don't, compared to here where mm-hmm. there are Buicks all over the place.
Yeah.
Next time we're in Vegas, pay attention.
Okay.
You don't see that many of them. It's not a big Buick town.
Huh.
Yep. Surprisingly, given the aging population at some of the casinos, but you don't see a lot.
Okay. All right. Continue with our PayPal donations.
All right. These are the kind of observations you only get on 500 by midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Fewer Buicks in Vegas than the Twin Cities. I can make that statement based on nothing other than...
Personal observation.
Being pointed out to me by my dad and then noticing that ever since. All right, so therefore it is fact. All right, thank you to the following folks for their karma donations, including Jesse, taking his parents, brother, wife, and I guess that's it, for first family mm-hmm. vacation in 10 years. Listening for the past 4 years, love the show and the community we've built around the show.
Oh, thank
Glad
you.
That you enjoy it. And he also said love to Max, which is easy for someone to say when they don't live with Max.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just saw, so I think Jesse's trip just ended. I think I saw something... online, Facebook, Twitter, probably Twitter, that Jesse had a winning trip.
Yay.
I believe that is the case. So thank you and congratulations and hope you had a wonderful time with your family. Karma donation from Dwayne. Thank you, Dwayne.
Thank you.
Karma donation from David for a birthday trip that wrapped up a few days ago. Hope you had a wonderful time and a happy birthday. Said thank you for keeping us busy with sweet Vegas content in between trips. Aw, that makes me happy. Ryan said, drive to Vegas starts in 2 hours. Podcast queue is full of 500. I like that there are some folks who, when they drive to Vegas, they just listen to us the whole way. That makes me happy and a little bit sad for them. I think I'd be more inclined to listen to music if I was driving to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Although podcasts pass the time a little bit quicker than music, so.
Well, we appreciate you listening.
Yeah, glad you like it and glad you got to go and hope you have a wonderful time. Or hope you had a wonderful time. Eli said, from a snowy Philadelphia, waiting for a trip to waiting for a flight to paradise. Thank you for everything. Well, I hope you also have a wonderful trip. I think he is there right now.
Yay.
And finally, Alex with a karma donation said, heading out for a quick rodeo trip.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourself. Have a wonderful time looking at all the people in costumes. Always amusing. Cowboy hats amuse me to no end. I can't imagine wearing a hat all the time just because.
What about a baseball cap?
I don't wear.
You used to.
Long time ago, though. That was more out of laziness of not wanting to wash my hair, get up, you know, comb my hair, just put on a hat. I don't wear them as often now.
No, you don't.
I've been wearing my Golden Knights hat on occasion, but that's about it.
So has Max.
That's right. That was very popular when I posted the picture of Max wearing the Golden Knights baseball cap on Twitter. People love his adorable antics. That photo, him having that hat on, lasted about a second and a half, just long enough to snap a picture. He doesn't stand for such things.
No.
Can you imagine trying to put people put sweaters on their dogs?
Oh, he'd that destroy it.
Never work. He would destroy the sweater.
If you want to destroy the sweater.
All right. Thank you all for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling and all that stuff. You can find us at 500bymidnight.com. You can email us if you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions, 500@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. And, of course, our voicemail line available to you anytime, day or night. Call us at 702-866-9494. We love hearing from you. As always, thanks for listening, as I said. Thanks for emailing, as I said. Thanks for commenting, as I said. What exactly am I referring to there when I say commenting? I shut down the comments on the website because it wasn't used anymore. I can probably take commenting out of there. Thanks for Facebook grouping. That doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right at all.
Thanks for listening, emailing. I need a third. Maybe we could just do thanks for listening, emailing, and calling. That seems too short now. Fuck.
Commenting is Facebook. There are
Facebook
comments,
though. We're going
to talk about
Facebook? All right. We'll leave commenting in.
Yeah.
Glad I wasted a lot of time on this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you like when we wrap the show, but it never really ends? We just keep going on and on about absolutely nothing at all.
Yeah.
We're doing that this week, folks.
We are.
Hope
we
you're enjoying it. Some people probably end. I bet there are some people who, after the calls end, they just quit listening to the show. Not us. We just keep talking. So they're missing out on this magic, this podcast magic.
That's something.
All right. We're going to go now. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.